Zogt er gemisht a weiter mesachtes kelen per khaf beis mishna dalid. Kise shel kala. It's a special chair that's designed for a kala by a chasana. But this chair has problems. Shenitlu chipuyav. Now when the kala's chair is whole, by design, it has like these three curved-like pieces of wood, which we call teeth, on both sides of the chair. You can lean your hands on it. That's the chifuyav here we're talking about. The Batnur explains there's a lashon of chaf, which means like a tooth of a key. So it looks like teeth that come out from the side of the chair. It's made in a very nice way, which would be appropriate for a kala, but here they're gone. So Beishamai Metamin. Beishamai say, look, the chair is still a chair. You can sit on it even without the side rests. Maybe it's not roy for a kala, but Stamazah, you can sit on it. Well, Basil Metamin. Basil say, if this was made for a kala, and now you can't use it for a kala, that's considered broken. Shammai Yomer, Shammai himself says, because until now we had the opinion of the base Shammai. Now we have the opinion of Shammai himself. Shammai himself is even more machmir. Shammai says, Af Malbein Shel Kisei. This is like the seat part of the chair. It's like a black that used to sit on. It was put on the frame of the chair. It has like the tzura of a brick. It's square. That's why it's called a Malbein. Even that part on its own, Tomei. Tomei, that's also Makabaltum on its own, even without the chair. Because that's Royal Yeshiva, you can sit on it. So for sure Shammai would hold that the chair itself would be Makabal Tumma without the hand rests on the side. Vaiter Zakta Mishnah Kisei Shekavoy Bareva. Areva is a large keli that they use to knead dough in it, pour it in the flour and the water, and you mix it all together. So this person did something which he thought, I guess, is convenient. He took a chair, was koveya it in this big shisel, as is. Must be able to put kelim on it, or dough, or things like that. So Beishamai Metamin, Beishamai say, look, Azov could still sit on this, even though it's not made to sit on it. Right now it's made for kelim or for dough. But you could still sit on it, and therefore it stays what it was. A chair, that's Mekabel Tumas Moshev, and it doesn't become part of this Areva. Still Metaren, still say, no more Tumas Midras for this chair. Once you put it into this Areva, this big shisel for kneading, it's no longer meant for sitting. It's meant for putting the kelim or the dough on it. So it's as if it broke. And now it's bottled to the Areva, and therefore it has the din of the Areva, and the Areva is not Mekabel Tumas Midras. It's Mekabel regular Tumas Mass, or let's say the Tumah of a dead Sheretz, but not Tumas Midras. Midras is only if it's meant to sit on or to lay on. And here too, Shammai himself, Omer says, Afa Osiba. Shammai says, never mind an outside chair that you decided to put into this Areva and use it there for a place to keep your kelim and dough. I'll tell you even a bigger chiddush. This chair was never a chair used for anything else besides the Areva. It was made l'chatchila to be connected to this big shisel. It's still ra'i to be mekabel tumas midras. Why? Because if it's a chair, it's considered something you can sit on, even if right now it's being used for something else. So quickly, chazing over our Mishnah. You have a chair for a kala. This chair for a kala has special armrests on the side. If those armrests aren't here anymore, the Mishnah say, look, so now it's a regular chair. The Basil say, if it was made for the chair of a kala, it's no longer chazi for a kala. This is called a broken chair. Even though people can still sit on it, it would be considered tahar. Shammai himself says, never mind the chair without the slats, but even the part of the chair that normally you sit on, there was like a square, thick piece that was called the malbein that was placed on the frame of the chair. Even if that part somehow broke away from the chair, that part on its own, the seat, that on its own could become tummy. So of course the chair itself would, even without the armrests. Remember what we learned. If you have a board at least one tefach thick, it's called a seat.